This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has been dropping around the country as the new year begins. Companies are laying off fewer workers, and hiring may be picking up. The U.S. Labor Department reported yesterday that the unemployment rate is now 8.5%, the lowest level in almost 3 years. But 8.5 is just an average. Prospects for losing or finding a job depend on where you live. The unemployment rate in Stockton, California, is about 15.5%. In Lincoln, Nebraska, it's 3.2%. In Jacksonville, Florida, about 9.5%. Around the country, people without jobs struggle to get by and look for a future, sharing their frustrations with candor, poignance, and even a little humor.
My name is Miles Hoffman, and I'm a designer drafter. I've been looking for work for almost 2 years now. I was laid off from NV Energy. I went from a house to an apartment, to now I live in a weekly hotel. The next level's the street.
My name is Dave Brinkerhoff. I'm in landscaping. Lost my job on Monday. It's the first time in my life that I've been laid off in 25 years, and I'm scared to death.
My name is Molly Johnson. I have been looking for work since March of 2010. We read headlines about Massachusetts has added so many thousand jobs. That doesn't really help if I don't know where those jobs are. What do I need to do to get a job? I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm creative, I'm smart, I'm willing to learn. So help me out here.
My name is Jill R. Gonzalez. I've been working for Walmart for 15 years. I got laid off December 2nd, so we didn't have Christmas.
We've taken on a housemate for the first time. My wife and I, in our tiny apartment, cutting down on everything, food, the after-work beer. I don't have a job, so there's no after-work anymore.
My name is Christine Morgan. There's no movies, there's no going out to dinner or anything like this. I mean, it's really penny-pinching.
Stephen A. Giffen. Most of my life has been logging and construction. Construction in the summertime, logging in the wintertime. I live with my sister at this point, well, between brother and sister. Other than that, I have absolutely nothing. If not for the grace of my family, I wouldn't have anything at all.
I'm going to use my whole 401k retirement check to pay all my bills for a year.
I've had to give up my car, give up how I live.
My name is Leonard Francis. I've been employed in the human service sector and mental health field for 20 years, and I've been unemployed for about a year. I don't know if I'm optimistic, but I'm hopeful, yeah. I'm not even sure what the difference is. I'll have to check Webster's. And see what Webster has to say.
From Massachusetts, Nevada, and Ohio, we heard Leonard Francis, Miles Hoffman, Jill R. Gonzalez, Stephen A. Griffin, Christine Morgan, David Brinkerhoff, and Molly Johnson.